Rex Latchford here with another Day Page. Today is Election Day in Colorado, and for those along the more populous Front Range, including the Denver metro area, the big items on the ballot are a measure for taxing marijuana and a school tax. The school tax has been heavily promoted by the Gates Foundation and a few other organizations. However, taxes are not popular in Colorado, which is already heavily taxed, right up there with California and New York. The marijuana tax is more interesting. It's not clear what'll happen if the tax is voted down, as the state is obligated to go forward with retail sales regardless of the outcome. A special tax would fund enforcement and other bureaucratic oversight of the marijuana industry, as it's being called. If any tax money is left over after bureaucratic spending, it might make it to educational purposes as mandated by the marijuana law passed last year. The proposed taxes threaten to put the retail price of pot slightly higher than the street price, so economics may come into play in the outcome of the tax. Conspicuously absent are television ads either for or against the tax, so smokers will have to come down far enough to think about their vote on this one. Here's some news headlines for this day. As New York City is likely to elect Democrat Bill de Blasio for mayor, the media are speculating at how he'll play in the New York market. He's a noob to running any kind of large organization, so he's expected to play up the symbolic role of the mayor and to promote a liberal agenda. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie's plans are rumored to be at risk as Democrats and unions have spent more than $35 million to prevent shifts in the legislature that would give the entrenched governor more power. And then there are his presidential aspirations, as he's viewed to be a likely candidate for 2016. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi appeared in public for a trial at which he stood defiant, stating to the judge that he's the victim of a coup. However, Egyptian's ruling military seems unlikely to allow the Muslim Brotherhood the opportunity to rule the nation. And as a tepid debate over spying develops on Capitol Hill, surveillance community officials lobby for continued and in fact increased bulk collection of data, insisting that it's necessary to protect us from terrorism. The NSA's military leader, General Keith Alexander, doesn't seem to grasp the inherent conflict of interest he presents in running an organization which seems bent on shredding democracy in favor of a total surveillance state. And that's Day Page for today, November 5th, 2013. Check all the Day Pages at daypage.net. Join me next time for another Day Page.